Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jacob, and this is my very first episode of my podcast. It might be a video cast. I'm definitely going to put this on YouTube, so we'll see how it goes. It is March 20th, 2019. Yep, March 20th. I had a countdown on my fingers, believe it or not. I am a big dumbass. a little bit about me and why you should listen. I am a Sufi, and I am a fakir. I meditate. I am into astral projection. I've done it a couple times. I've smoked DMT. I smoke marijuana regularly, and that helps me go into deep meditation. It helps me leave my body. It helps me travel the astral planes. I've actually gotten glimpses of heaven, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to basically unveil secrets that no one knows about. The 99% of the listeners do not know what I'm about to say and about to tell you. The reason is because I'm a fakir, F-A-Q-I-R, and you can look it up. And I actually messed up my intro, so I had to re-record it. So we'll see how this syncs up with the rest. It's not going to sync up well. So just be patient with me. What I'm going to do is, I already recorded this episode, so I talk about a bunch of things. But the way I talk about it is I go from one subject to another subject to another subject. Basically, it's because the way my brain works and how I put things together. It's like a puzzle piece. I get little pieces of a puzzle, and I put it all together. Do you know what I'm saying? So I just can't go in a line and talk. About a single subject the whole way through. I start with one subject and I go off on a tangent. But if you stick with me, you'll realize that it's all connected and it'll all start making sense. That's where this kind of knowledge... fuck that. Let's talk about something else. Let's get into it, okay? I'm going to try to focus and just get through this and get this single episode out there. So let's talk about what fakirs are. Now, a fakir, see, this is so fucking hard to describe. Because I don't like using labels. A fakir is a person that has been put on this earth for a purpose. They bring balance to the world, not just this world, they bring balance to the universe. Now, how do they do that? Okay, let's get into that. Okay, so Sufism. Sufism, you can look it up. Let's look up Sufism real quick so I can give you the Wikipedia definition of Sufism. Spelled it wrong again. Okay. Sufism or tasawuf, personal noun, Sufi, variously defined as Islamic mysticism, the inward dimension of Islam. Basically, what does that mean? Self-contemplation, meditation. Do you understand? Though the phenomenon of mysticism within Islam is mysticism in Islam, characterized by particular values, ritual practice, doctrines, institution, which very early Islamic represents the manifestation, most important crystallization of mystical practice in Islam. Practitioners of Sufism have been referred to as Sufis. Okay, see, these definitions, it doesn't grasp what Sufism is. And it won't, because you know what? The Sufi... there's a lot of people who say they're Sufi, but they don't know what it is. It is love. It is so much love for your creator that you don't give a fuck about religion. You don't give a fuck about this world. All you want to do is do good, be good, help others, love others, and you want to get your creator in this world. Now, why do those attributes assign to that? Because Sufism, since they love their creator so much that they take on the attributes of their creator. God is just good. God is just love, man. And if you don't see that, I'm sorry. But you should open your eyes. Not just your eyes. open your heart. See the world using your eyes, but through your heart. Do you understand? It's hard to think that way, but the world isn't what it is. There is the unseen. Do you know how your iPhone works? Well, you don't know how it works, but if you open it up and you look inside, there is things inside of it that make it work. Just like a clock, you know, the dials of a clock that spin. Do you not see how the moon and the sun fucking are so precise, more precise than the clock on your iPhone? Imagine that precision. You don't think there's gears and things behind it? There are. It's called the unseen. Science can only explain for the 5% that we see. 95% is hidden from you. See, you have a filter, just like you have a filter on your phone, on Snapchat and shit. Now, do you know why you have that filter? To protect you. What kind of beautiful creator you have that protects you from the unseen? You would go crazy if you knew what I knew. Actually, you know what? The crazy thing about it is, to a fakir, the whole world is crazy. They're the only ones that are sane. And I am a fakir. My whole family thinks I'm crazy. But believe me, you guys are the ones that's crazy. You're living on a fucking planet that's spinning through space and you don't question why you're here. What's your fucking purpose? My God, do you not know why you're here? You know, if you just ask yourself that question, how come you don't get the answer right away? You should. I'm gonna show you how to do it. First, you gotta change this fucking brainwashing. Believe it or not, you have been brainwashed. You've been fed shit that's fucking poisoning you. Junk food. Do you ever look at those fucking conspiracy theories about what's in junk food? How like there's nasty shit like human hair, bug skin, bug eyes, bug feet. You know, things that are like shouldn't be in food. Like, why would they use those in kind of ingredients? Well, let me tell you something. Not only the purpose is not to make junk food taste good. You got to really think what they're doing. They want to make poison taste good. They want you to get used to the taste of poison. Do you understand? That's what's really going on. Now, imagine. Oh, fuck. See, I'm going on a tangent. And I think, you know what? I think that's what the show is going to be, because I can't fucking focus on a single thing. Now let's just keep talking about this, because this is interesting. No, you know what? Let's just go with the flow. Fuck it. I think this is what the show is going to be about. I'm just going to turn this on and I'm going to go with the flow and let my thoughts flow. Because that's the nature of water, right? Water flows. Why should I go against the nature of my thoughts? I'm just going to go with the flow of my thoughts and see where this leads. And hopefully this comes out to be a good podcast. So I'm not going to try to think too much about it, because thinking is something I do. Meditation is something the unseen does. See, in meditation, you're supposed to be quiet. And then the thoughts come to you when you're at absolute quiet. You turn off, you close your eyes, you turn off all outside noise. You let your body go numb. Basically, all your senses, I think your senses keep you in this dimension of reality. It keeps you grounded. But you're a spiritual being. Think of yourself as a soul. It's hard to think that way, but you're really more of a soul than you are a person. You're just occupying a body. I mean, every night you leave, do you not know that? Every night you leave this body, you basically leave this earth, you leave this dimension, you go somewhere else. You can be someone else. You probably live multiple lives. I mean, you are an infinite being. Through my meditation and deep introspective and deep contemplation, I've come to a few conclusions. First, there is a creator. I've known this all along. I mean, that's so fucking obvious. And if you listen to this podcast, you're definitely going to come to that conclusion. You know what? I think, you know what's a great example? I'm just going to come out with it. I'm going to give you a few fucking things that you can do that you're going to see I'm telling the truth. First thing, you wonder why you think God doesn't respond. God responds all the time. Actually, God, I don't want to say the word God, because first of the word God is a fucking disrespectful name, man. Who came up with the word God? It doesn't sound natural to the tongue. So I'm going to say Allah. Allah is the original, let's just say, it's a beautiful sounding name of the creator. Now, see, right away, I don't want to say Allah because it's going to turn off a lot of listeners. Why? Because they have these preconceived notions that Islam is terrorism. Now, see, that's brainwashing. Believe me, you are brainwashed to think Islam is a terrorist religion. But let me tell you, man, Islam is going to save the world. Believe it or not, God said, I'm going to make the whole world Muslim before the end of the world. So Islam is going to take over the world, not through violence, man. Islam is not a violent religion. If it was a violent religion, it would have destroyed the world by now. It's a peaceful religion. You know what Muslims do? Imagine this 50 Muslims were murdered. I bet you know what's going to happen? Nothing. Because Muslims forgive, they forget, and then they ask for forgiveness for the ones who caused them harm. That's what I do. That's the job of a fakir. A fakir brings balance to the universe. They take negative energy and they turn it into positive energy. The moment they don't, that's when karma steps in. Do you understand? If you hurt me, and in my heart, I say, fuck that guy. Guess what's going to happen? Karma. Karma is the unseen consequences of energy doing its thing. So let's get to that. Let me explain. Everything you do, there's an energy consequence to it. If you're positive to someone, you are actually increasing the light that's in your heart, and you're giving some to that person, and you're connecting with them. You know, if you love your wife and you show that love, love grows, right? I mean, it's obvious. You give a plant water, the plant grows, right? You have light in your heart that grows by good action, love. Especially if you show love, compassion to your neighbor, to your fellow human being. You know these labels that were created, the labels of religion, Islam, Christianity, what do you call it? Whatever you call it, it was created by the devil to make division. So you don't see that we're all just human. We all want the same fucking things. Now, if you hold on to negative energy, you go to a negative dimension of reality. And these dimensions actually exist, and they all exist within the same reality. Now, see, I'm going off a tangent again, but it's okay. This is what the podcast is going to be, because this is the best way for me to roll out my ideas. Now, what was I talking about? Different dimensions of reality. Yeah. So negative people live in negative dimensions of reality, low levels of dimension of reality. I mean, scientifically proven that there's 9 dimensions of reality, at least 9. And you ascend these dimensions of reality based on how you interact with your fellow human beings. Dude, the world is fucking crazy. Did you know you can leave your body through astral projection? And guess what? The higher you are in the dimension of reality that you see yourself in and you try to attain, whatever you want, you can gain in this world. And when you gain in this world, don't think it's in this world, it's in that world too. What am I talking about? all dimensions of reality are connected. We're connected to the unseen. We're connected to different beings. We feed off of each other's energy. Okay, now I'm rambling on. Let's get back to what I was talking about, karma and shit. Let me take a hit of this before I speak. Marijuana is a great thing. It's not for everyone. Please remember that it's not for everyone. Be at least 25 or older if you want to smoke marijuana. You ever want to talk to your weed? You should do it sometimes. It listens. It senses. It cuts through the bullshit. It doesn't know what the words you're saying, but it cuts through the meaning and the feeling of your words. Go to your marijuana plant and tell it that you love it. It'll definitely take that in. And when you smoke that plant, it'll release that love back to you. Do you understand? Marijuana is a plant that loves humans. You ever smoke some weed and it takes you, different weed takes you different places? Like sometimes you smoke weed and you're just fucking horny and shit and you want to fuck, you know? Sometimes you smoke weed and it takes your consciousness to spirituality and love. It's because not just of the strains and the plant, but how it was grown, how it was treated, and who it was grown by. You know, the plant, the marijuana plant, doesn't want to be touched by just anyone. It wants to have a connection with its owner. So if you grow your own marijuana, treat it with respect and treat it with love and treat it the way you would treat a living thing, because it is a living thing and it has a consciousness and it's actually very intelligent. Weed is very intelligent, and it's been around for a long time, and its mind is different than the mind of you and me. It doesn't have like a mind like ours. It doesn't think the way we think, but it is so loving. It is a loving plant. It can be a loving plant. That's a better term. It feeds off your energy. If you're a fucking asshole, It's gonna stay in those lower levels dimension where it might fuel your anger, might give you paranoia, might give you depression, might give you stress, might make you horny, might make you a racist, more racist than you are. Do you see? But if it is grown where fakirs are grown, like in Afghanistan, the barga fakir, it'll connect you to your creator. It'll open up your consciousness. It'll open up different dimensions of reality. So that's why it depends where you get your weed and who you get it from. You understand? I sound so fucking condescending when I say, you understand? You understand? I sound like a piece of shit. I hope you're enjoying this podcast, by the way. Oh, you know what? Let's do this. I'm going to do something fun. Let's do not a thought experiment, but let's do something that you can test out and you can see. I'm going to first tell you about meditation, something that you can do to obtain truth. When you go into deep meditation, this is not for everyone. I mean, because like, I don't know if you want to, I mean, it is for everyone. If you want to try meditation, try meditating, focusing on your breath, taking out all outside stimuli. It's better to sit in a dark room, no noise, and don't be afraid. Like once you get into that rhythm of deep breathing, you're going to hear noises around you, like footsteps maybe, you know, squeaking, not squeaking, but you know, like house noises and shit like that. And the reason you feel that is the unseen pays attention to you more than you fucking know. If you sit down and pray to your creator, I promise you there is at least 1 million angels that gather around you because you're worshiping the Lord of everything. Do you understand how fucking huge God is? God is something so complex that you cannot even comprehend your creator in your fucking mind. If you can comprehend God in your mind, that's not God. Listen, I tried to comprehend creation, and God fucking threw me into a fucking loop. God showed me there are infinite dimensions of reality, and there's infinite creations within creations, within creations, within creations, and this goes on infinitely on an infinite scale, infinitely on an infinite scale. Let's talk about this now for a minute. What do I mean? Infinity exists. And it's fucking crazy. It'll blow your fucking mind. Now, I got to this by going into deep meditation and actually went within myself and I saw within myself. And I think everyone should do that. Don't look outside as much. There's more information inside you than there is outside this fucking world, in the computer and anything. Like, let me tell you what I mean. Let me give an example. Let's do a thought experiment. Take a notepad out and draw two lines. Draw one line, parallel line, and draw another parallel line, let's say an inch away. Two parallel lines drawn together an inch away. Now, if you erase one of the lines and cut that space in half and draw a line in between. So you know what I'm saying? There's two parallel lines. You erase one and you put a line where the middle should be. So now those two parallel lines have just gotten closer. Now repeat the process over and over. Now you come to a point where the lines are touching on the notepad, right? That's only because you can only see the space is limited on the notepad. But guess what? Space is infinite and it's always expanding. If you break that line in half and draw another line, you keep doing this process, you will actually do this process infinity. You will never, the lines will never ever touch. I know that sounds crazy and it blows your fucking mind. It's a paradox within your mind. How the fuck is that possible? But it's possible and it's true. Take two lines, cut the space in half. And as you're doing it, imagine, the way you can imagine is zoom in. Imagine, do a thought experiment. There's two lines. You erase one line, you put the line in the middle. Now, zoom in to where those lines, you just zoom in so it matches where it was before. And you keep doing it, and you keep zooming in. So imagine you're getting smaller. The space between those lines is expanding to where it once was, and then you cut it again, and you zoom in, you cut it again, you zoom in, you cut it. That's infinity. Do you understand that fucking infinity exists? There is no absolute zero. Doesn't that fucking boggle the mind? So what exists in infinity? Imagine you zoom in any part of your body, like a hair follicle. You zoom in, you zoom in, you zoom in, you zoom in. Eventually you get, you can probably get to a creature that lives within the hair follicle. They exist. Now this creature, this bug, it has a mind. It has children. It has thoughts. It has a life. You know, your brain, the size of your brain doesn't mean your level of intelligence, because size becomes irrelevant when you think this way. Understand? Where are we in the cosmos? We become insignificant. Everything is within something else. That should blow your mind. But that's the true nature of reality. We're actually in an ocean, which is the creator. We all are a part of Allah. That's why when you go deep into meditation, your ego becomes destroyed. You become one with consciousness. We are all one conscious being. If you go deep within yourself, you will never reach the end. Believe it or not, God resides in the heart. The Arsh of Allah, which is the home which Allah describes in the Quran, it actually resides in the heart. And it's infinite. Do you understand? Because God is infinite. It seems so small, but it's so big. It doesn't end. Does God only exist in the heart? Fuck no. But that's how much your Creator loves you. That He's closer to you than you are to yourself. And the crazy thing about this is, this has all been written in the book, foretold, before you were even created. This is all written down. And it's just all playing out as a story. And it's so fucking beautiful if you actually take the time to take it all in and look at it from a different perspective. Everything in your life has meaning and everything is connected. Let's talk about synchronicity. Do you see synchronicity in your life? What if I told you there is so much synchronicity, it's just the programming that is part of the unseen. When you see certain numbers pop out at you, that is a connection to different parts of your life through different times, and it spans through fucking different universes. It's so fucking complex. You ever see the number 3-3-3-3-3-3? I mean, 4-3s, 4-4s, double 11, 12-12, 1-4-3, 1-4-3-5, 7-8-6. These are all numbers that have meaning and connection. Now, I don't know everything, but I know a lot about everything. I don't know a lot about every little thing, and if you know what I'm saying. But you can learn as much or even more as me, because I'm just a human being. There is nothing special about me. And that's the secrets I want to tell. I want to give you secrets to understanding this world, connecting with your Creator, and living in the highest dimension possible. Why? Because I love you. And why do I love you? Because it is the best thing I can do for you, and even better for me. Do you understand? Why did Jesus say, love thy brother? Do you know what the meaning behind those things, you know what the meaning behind that statement is? Go beyond the brainwashing of religion. If you're a Christian and you think believing in Jesus is going to save you, yes. If you believe in what Jesus said and did, yes, it will save you. But the people that are brainwashing you make you think that Jesus is God, when even in the Ten Commandments it says God is one. You know what the Ten Commandments actually do? The Ten Commandments are so important. And God, man, God loves Christians. You know, I'm a Muslim, but I'm telling you, God loves Christians. Why? Because they have the heart down, but they don't have the logic down. That's where Muslims have the logic. And I'm not going to say they don't have the heart, because they do have that. They have that too. But not all of them. I mean, people are flawed. People don't know. And it's a good thing to fucking talk to people and find out. Fuck, see, I'm rambling on. I got to take another hit. Because I'm starting to sober up. And when I sober up, more of me comes out. And not the other me on the other side, the spirituality of me. You know, where we are dual beings. That's the craziest fucking thing. Probably more than dual beings, but we exist in that world, in the astral world, in the unseen. I wouldn't call it the astral, I'll call it the unseen world, because who knows where you fucking go. I mean, I've seen a glimpse of some of it, and where the person you are here. And when you go there, you basically forget who you are. You remember who you are there, your life there, the people that you're friends with there. You kind of remember here, just as you would, you know how you kind of remember a dream? It's the same thing over there. You kind of remember this world. That's where deja vu comes in. When you go to that world, there is no fucking time. You see all time. You see all dimensions. You actually know all things. Not when you're the astral world. When you go to the place beyond that, like the unseen, you can actually affect your life here by what you do there. I know that's crazy to sound, the way that sounds, but a lot of the things that end up in this world are what we program in that world for ourselves. We are actually, this world is the proving grounds. You're here to evolve. You're here to be better human beings. If you're staying at these low levels of dimension of racism and hating your brother, your sister, you have, you know, this hate, this evil. If you feel it inside you, man, you are failing. This world is about forgiving, forgetting, and loving. The sooner you can do that, doors open up for you and you'll know you're on the fucking truth. Try it for one day. Be a loving, good person for one day. See where it takes you. Oh, this is what I want to say. Fuck. Look at the fucking ramble I've been doing. I want to get to this quick point and we're going to end it. Ask Allah. Now, you don't have to say Allah, okay? Because you probably don't believe that that is the name of your creator. That's the name that your creator wants you to refer to him as, Allah. But okay, you don't believe that yet? So let's do this. Before you go to bed, ask your creator in a humble prayer. This is how you do it. God, respect God. First, let's say that. Say you want a meeting with Trump. Is that going to happen? If you email him, you text him, hey, I want a meeting with you. Is that going to happen? And he's a piece of shit fucking guy like me. You are trying to connect to your creator. So show him that much respect when you do this. Before you go to bed, go take a shower. Clean yourself on the outside and ask God to clean your soul and your heart on the inside as you clean yourself on the outside. Most Muslims, they will just do wuzu, which is a self-cleaning. You clean yourself before prayer. So do this, clean yourself, and expect to be meeting your creator in about 30 minutes, because that's the seriousness you have to put into your effect, into what you're doing. You don't see, you probably think it's as silly, but don't hold that view. Take it serious, because God takes you serious all the time. Trust me, just take my word for it. I'm not lying to you. Take your shower, show respect, wear some clean clothes, purify your heart. Sit down, very simple. Ask God in the most humble way. Be in submission. Be on your knees, head on the ground, hands on the ground, or in your own way, but this is the way I would do it. I would put my head on the ground. Your third eye connected to the ground. Your third eye grounded. So your forehead on the ground, hands on the ground. First, submit, say it. My creator, in your heart, don't have to say with words, I submit to you. Turn your hands upwards. I mean, this is the way I do it. You can do it any way you want. Ask your creator. Very simple tests. Say, my Lord, I love you. That's it. And say, ah. What should you say? Well, you want confirmation, right? So this is the way I would do it, but you could do it your own way. You want confirmation. What I'm telling you is truth, right? You want to know how to connect with your creator, and you want to know there's some validity to this. So what I would do is this. Ask your creator, say, I'm here to make an attempt to live a better life, to make changes in my life. I want to be a part of love, because love is the greatest gift. Okay, fuck, I'm rambling on. So just do this. Ask your creator to wake you up. you want to give us exact specific time, you can do it. Say, God, if this is true, wake me up at 3:19 in the morning, or say 6 in the morning, or say 5:30 in the morning. Whatever time specific, you want to be very specific to the second, I promise you it'll come true. Knowing, put your faith in it. That's where faith has an important thing. I'll explain it later, but put your faith into your thinking. Saying, God, I want to know if this is true. I want you to wake me up at 4:13 a.m. in the morning. If I am meant to go on this path, then this dimension of reality should open up for me. And I bet you it's going to open up for anyone, not anyone, but most people who try this, okay? Not everyone, because some people are blocked, and I'll tell you why later on. So wake up, purify yourself, ask God, say, wake me up at this moment so I can reflect and I can share and I can reflect on you, on the Creator. And then say, I want the blessings of this act to go to me, but also I want it to go to the angels that are around me. So please have those angels wake me up at this specific time. Now guess what? Angels love receiving blessings. They love it. So when you wake up, you're going to know that an angel woke you up. They're going to wake you up like, up. You're up. You're just awake and alert and ready. Believe me. So this is the end of the podcast. Do this. And if it works for you, you better fucking subscribe. Got it? Have a great day. And oh shit, look, and this podcast ended at 9:43. I'll tell you what that means later on. Take care, my friends. Peace.